County National Bank Show with Bill Joris and Melissa Strady.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Morning, Greg. Certainly, both of our condolences to the radio station. It was a shocker yesterday afternoon. And
yeah, thank you.
Just, it's hard to know what to say. I met Jamie,
I believe, when he was
engaged in buying his first house. We did the mortgage, and my, how time flies. And he was a truly a great asset to the community, and it's tough walking in here this morning and not seeing him. And I know Melissa feels the same way. We both feel in debt to Jamie and the radio station and everything he did for Jackson. And without a doubt, it's a huge loss. And I couldn't feel worse for his family and the station and the Jackson community as a whole. He was a big part of our community.
So. Yeah. And I remember the first time I met him, I thought, oh my gosh, it's the big dog.
Well, I was going to say that because the first time I met him, I said,
a lot of people said
you're
that.
The big dog? And he immediately said, I get that a lot.
Yeah. So definitely will be deeply missed. I mean, I'm seeing so many events in Jackson County, and I agree. From the whole County National Bank family, our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family.
And he, was part of the family. You know, he intimated to me when I first came back to County National Bank how long he had been a customer of our bank. And since he was a little kid, he said, his dad brought him from Pittsford into Hillsdale, and he joined our kids club account, which was barely alive in 97 when I was at the bank. But he had long time customer, obviously a big proponent of the bank, big believer in the bank. And I just don't know what to say. So big loss. But as we spoke about before coming on, the show must go on, and that's how he would feel. And, it's tragic news. So, we're still we're dealing with the still situation with the COVID-19. And, Melissa's got a little update as to the happenings at the bank. And I'll leave it to you.
Yep. So a couple of weeks ago, we had made the decision to close a couple of our branches because of some increasing COVID cases with employees, and just making sure that we were keeping customers and other employees safe. We closed Wisner, Hanover, and our Somerset offices, and I am happy to say those offices are back open with drive-through capabilities now. Everybody has been on the mend, back in action. And, we made an announcement last week as well that we decided to close our lobbies. Everybody is still there. Banking is definitely deemed essential in these times. And so if you need to contact your mortgage officer, if you have a loan in process, they're still there working. Your commercial loan officer, branch manager, if you need to open up new accounts, we're still here. You can absolutely make appointments to come into any of our offices and see us. Drive through is, again, just a safety precaution for everybody all around, but we are still capable and able to see you in person for face-to-face needs.
And that's something we want to stress, is that we are still available to meet. Coming in, riding in for the show this morning, I listened about automatic notary.
Yeah.
And, that's one thing that a lot of people come into the branch for. Mm-hmm. And you can still do that, and you can still get the same services you always had. If you don't have an appointment, if you show up, knock on the door, I'm sure you will be let in and accommodated. So,
sure. And we have a lot of businesses, too, that require change orders, different things of that nature. So we're still able to accommodate. If you don't want to come into the branch, if you're not comfortable, but you do require something in person, we're more than happy to come out and help you that way, too.
Mm-hmm. wanted to mention, I believe it just opened up because I just got the email. Typically, the bank would attend the Lumen Christi auction coming up this week, and that is all virtual, online, and I would encourage anyone to who typically, you know, or is interested in buying something and supporting Lumen Christi to seek that link out, and I'm certainly going to do some shopping, but... it's all part of the shop local.
Don't give me anything.
There are always a lot of items you would be interested in, Greg. They have quite a nice sports section. And
ooh, I bet the Michigan stuff's going to go cheap.
Not much better for MSU, but Notre Dame is very popular at Lumen Christi, fortunately. You know, the ND football is carrying the show there. So, so we hope we see big support for that. And, we're sponsoring a shop local with the radio station to encourage local shopping. I can tell you it's very vital to support our businesses at this point. And
especially now.
Right.
Especially now. Order takeout. You know, if you can't go to the restaurant, at least, you know, go get a meal takeout and just spend your money locally. It seems like every loan request I get now, I have to think of the Amazon effect and whether they're prone to that. But, you know, I can report in my realm, my loan portfolio, I have not had any crisis situations as of yet. You know, certainly some businesses are suffering and we will come to their aid and have through the PPP program, and there'll be more programs released, I would anticipate, as the gridlock in Washington loosens. I would see a need for another round of some support. But I have other businesses that are having record years, and the stimulus package and the PPP certainly got a lot of money out into the economy. Weather's been good for all the golf courses in our portfolio, and so the weather's been good. The stimulus package helped out, and from car dealers to boat dealers, furniture dealers, golf courses, a lot of places are having very good years.
And when I was listening on the way in, hearing that there are a lot of struggling business owners trying to make lease payments or loan payments throughout the pandemic time, that's where having a community bank is so vital. You have experienced lenders that can take a look at your situation and, you know, offer some payment relief for either a short period of time or maybe a little bit longer until cash flows, you know, strengthen back up. But I highly recommend, if you haven't talked to your lender, if you have questions, reach out. I mean, we're here. Like we said, we're essential. We're in the office. We can help answer questions and look at how things are going as a whole for you.
And we've got a great stable of commercial lenders. Mm-hmm. You know, the bank, we were on a call Friday. The bank has doubled again in size in the last 5 years. And it has, I'm going to say, triple or quadrupled in the last 15. And, you know, a lot of it is our small business lenders. Most of it is. We are known as a small business lenders. And, you know, we take great pride in doing things out of the box. We don't have any list that are taboo. We'll entertain any situation. We can't guarantee a positive result every time, but we don't mention a lot our commercial lenders on the show. It's but they're very vital to Jackson. If you do have a PPP loan out there, if you do have a question about any relief programs we may have or what we could do for you, we've got four lenders in the market in the commercial world. Neil Wagler and Bob Rozak are at our Cortland office, and Dave Krieger and Chad Rumsey are at our Spring Arbor Road office. Dave is the regional vice president. We divided the bank into regions some time ago. So he is the head of the commercial lending in Jackson. And again, Chad Rumsey, a lot of experience, came over with Dave from their former employer. And Bob and Neil are pretty well homegrown lenders within County National. Bob has left for a little bit, but saw the light and came back. And Neil has been with us since starting as a credit analyst and now has the largest portfolio, I believe, in the bank. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we got a great group of lenders. We're adding to that staff. We've been looking for credit analysts and another lender. So we're constantly on the lookout for new talent and to support the Jackson community. The business we've gotten has been overwhelming. In these times, I hear a lot of doom and gloom. So, you know, every Monday morning, I review our past due list, which we review most every Friday. And that is extremely light. It's not very many pages long. And we don't have a ton of customers that weren't in trouble last year that are on the list. And so we haven't seen a mass defaults. We haven't seen the sky falling on many of our customers. But again, we're still in the middle of all this, and a lot remains to be seen.
And I know that we've talked about it in previous shows, but I mean, we don't have specific cross-selling goals. I mean, when's the last time you've made a cold call?
Well, probably in 2005 when I walked back in the door. And yeah, you know, I like to reminisce back when we were the underdog and unknown and a non-factor, mm-hmm. according to our competition. Mm-hmm. And that competition's gone. You know, we are the factor now. They're not around anymore. And so we take great pride in during the recession that ironically helped our bank grow by leaps and bounds because we knew the community. And banking, good banking, is still person to person. You're dealing with the people. It becomes vital in times like this. If you don't have good character content in your loan portfolio, you're going to have a lot of issues. And fortunately, we knew the people mm-hmm. personally many times and knew that they would sell the shirt off their back to make their loan payments. And for the most part, the proof is in the pudding. Our loan losses are very small. I think we had a positive loan loss last year where mm-hmm. we recovered more money than we charged off. And so that just shows the creditworthiness, the high quality business community we have here in Jackson. And we couldn't be more thankful. And,
absolutely.
You know, leading up to Thanksgiving, that's we have a lot to be thankful for. And in part of that, you know, this year we haven't mentioned it. I've been meaning to mention it on the air for quite some time. But the bank had the foresight to establish a foundation. And, you know, it is in its initial stages of being set up. But the purpose of the County National Bank Community Foundations will be to continue to support local businesses well into the future. In good years, we can put money into that. In bad years, we can tap that foundation to continue the support. Should we ever have a bad year, it looks like it's shaping up to be another record year, and mm-hmm. I've lost count how many years we're on. But, you know, that is something I think that is shows our commitment to all of our communities and that we are making plans to sustain that well into the future. And I think that's a huge positive for the bank, for our customers, and you know, certainly everyone who lives in these communities.
Yeah, absolutely. I do want to touch on one topic before we're done here. I know PPP forgiveness is at the forefront of a lot of our business owners' minds. If you did take out a PPP loan, You know, there's a certain time frame of when you have to provide documentation showing that you use those funds in the structured way that the SBA had put out. So we are taking applications. We've had a dozen or so that we've got put through that have come back all forgiven and completed. So we're trying to do those in a more gradual manner. You do have 10 months past, isn't it 24 weeks or 10 months?
You have 24 weeks from the day you receive the money plus 10 months.
Okay, yes.
And so 16 months in total from the time you used it. Now, we have hundreds and hundreds of these.
Oh, yeah.
And we are just starting to work through them. And we're committed to doing that throughout the year. Obviously, we can't handle them all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So we use the first couple of weeks as a test,
sure.
I would say. And now everything seems to be up and running.
Yep.
And we have a link. It is automated. It is something that, is fairly efficient from what I can tell. You've mm-hmm. probably had more feedback on it than I have.
I have, yeah. And again, there's a reason why we're taking just handfuls at a time, because the forgiveness application piece and the forgiveness submission is a lot more time consuming and intricate than what the actual getting of the funds was back in March and April. So, you know, making sure that we're not overwhelming processors, making sure that we're crossing our T's, dotting our I's, and, you know, absolutely supporting our customers and making sure that they get that forgiveness piece. So I just ask that you guys have, if you did get a PPP loan with us, have patience. I promise you are on our list. We will make sure that we make that happen, that we get everything in there that we need to. We're just taking it gradually.
They're handling segregating the amounts, you know,
yeah.
50,000 and under is one set of rules, 2 million and over another mm-hmm. set. And so if you have questions, call your lender
mm-hmm.
and or call someone in the bank and we can get the answer for you.
Yeah. Call Melissa.
You can call me 782-5540.
Bill?
Call me at 768-0056.